In Andrew Jackson High School, boxes and the pungent odor of ammonia fill the hallways. In a few short weeks, it will be about 850 students and all the dreams, challenges, and idiosyncrasies of teen life crowding those same halls, along with one or two of the teachers roaming the school on Thursday morning.
I'm learning a lot already. Very excited about classes.
It's been a little over a week since Tiffany Allen and 10 other science and math professionals took their first steps toward a life in education. On this particular day, they're taking their first steps into one of the schools where they may soon instruct. Jackson High School Assistant Principal Ursula Paris guides the tour.
This floor is basically our English classes and our reading classes, as well as social studies and one more computer lab at the end.
The last time I was in a high school was probably when I was in high school, so 6 years ago. So it's all coming back, though.
That's George Tuber, another soon-to-be teacher with the group. They're part of Duval County's new Jacksonville Teacher Residency Program initiative, a partnership with the University of North Florida, to train STEM-based professionals for a long-term career in teaching at some of the district's highest-need schools. The program's inaugural class began coursework on June 23rd. Tiffany Allen.
I would say that we're hitting the ground running because we're doing a lot of intense reading, but what I love about the classes is they encompass a lot of discussion. So we talk a lot, we talk about uncomfortable conversations that I wouldn't in any other class.
Subjects like the stereotypes of urban schools. The program's coordinator, UNF professor Wanda LaStraps, says that addressing those preconceived notions was part of the purpose of the day spent visiting the school and a few other sites throughout the urban core.
Our primary purpose is to help our residents, I believe, respond to some of the questions they receive from concerned community members of why are you choosing to teach in urban schools? And we'd like them to be able to respond with confidence, why not choose to teach in urban schools?
We can kind of step out here too.
When you say senior, do you mean it's for seniors only?
12th grade.
George grew up in Palm Bay, Florida, and says he's harbored a few negative stereotypes about urban schools in the past. He describes his own high school as suburban.
When I think of urban school, originally what would have come to mind would be, you know, dangerous and all the things that the media tells us.
Some of those notions have changed over time, while others changed over the last week.
I'm surprised so far about the medical magnet program and the ROTC program and how much this school, although it's labeled a high-need school, just seems like any other school. It seems like a great place to go to school.
Tiffany harbors memories. She says growing up, she attended an urban high school herself.
And it was predominantly African-American. And I don't necessarily correlate it with something bad. I like urban schools. That's why I chose to go to HBCU, a historically black college and university. I feel like it gives you a sense of pride, depending on how you, I guess, interact with other students. So I think of it as a good thing.
The teachers will get a chance to see Raines and Rebalt High School, as well as Northwestern Middle School, next week. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.